Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Friday morning, and if it's 6:15 in the morning, that means we must be talking to Mike Dettelier, our WWLF NFL and college football analyst. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Todd.
This is becoming a regular thing all week with us, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks to be, man. It looks to be. Since we ended the week, yeah, we got it.
Saints and the Jets tomorrow. Yep. Drew says he's going to play. Coach says he's going to play. Fans say, no, don't play. What do you say?
You know, he's going to play, and he's going to play a quarter, you know, depending on what happens, how many snaps he gets in that first quarter. But I know one thing. He's itching to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy that he wants to get in there and just, you know, maybe get a little bit of football timing down with it. I think what's intriguing is because of who you play, and that's the Jets and Greg Williams. And anybody who, you know, knows a little bit about Greg and has, if you watched last week's game against the Falcons and mm-hmm. the Jets, man, Greg was sent in the house, man. It was all out blitzing on a lot of plays. We saw it here. When he was a defensive coordinator, I remember they opened up the preseason against the 49ers. He did the exact same thing. I mean, he was sending everybody. But I'll never forget the last time they played in a regular season game, Saints versus the Rams. He was a defensive coordinator there mm-hmm. in 2016. And I got to do TV after the game, and the Saints beat him. I think it was 49-21,
right.
Something to that range. And we talked for a few minutes, and he was like, man, Drew Brees is just unbelievable. He said, no matter what I did, you know, he figured it out. And he said, I felt like I was like a cat with my tail caught underneath a rocker. And he said, every time he would throw the ball, I would meow. Because he said he beat me. He said, you know, he said no matter what we did, we couldn't stop him. But he said, man, I was meowing all game long.
Yeah.
So he understands you do that against a veteran quarterback, he can embarrass you. So to me, it's intriguing on what's going to happen. Does he do the same thing he did against Atlanta? And that sent a lot of people at him in a preseason game.
Well, you know, he's trying to figure out, he's the new defensive coordinator there, right? So he's trying yep. to figure out everybody. So he's seeing who can manage his blitz exotica, the packages that he has, and who does the best at each one. So he's probably still going to send them, even though he knows a veteran quarterback like Drew is going to pick it apart because, you know, let's face it, having Drew out there is like having another coach.
Yeah, and he's terrific, and you do that against a veteran guy a few times, man, he can embarrass you good. So you take your chances. I think he'll be hit and miss with the blitzes. It won't be all what you saw against Atlanta. I think that may happen a little bit later in the game once Drew's out, and then he might start sending them when they put Bridgewater and Taysom Hill in.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a little bit mindful of exactly if number nine's in the game or not.
Now, and that's got a lot of people concerned that are texting and everything asking about should Drew be playing when we're talking about going against Greg Williams, who's going to blitz. But the reality is, Mike, and you know this for years, you've been around this, NFL players, A, want to play. Drew wants to get his timing down. And B, you can't be afraid of getting hurt because you can get hurt in practice. We've seen that happen. Not in
hey,
a real game.
You can get hurt walking out the house.
Exactly.
So you and it gets you a little bit ready for the regular season where you're going to see some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teams are selective, you know, sending extra people at Drew, understanding that, I mean, he picks it up real fast, and that's what a veteran quarterback wants you to do. He wants you to blitz him because that gives him some man situations downfield, and he's just going to riddle you. A guy that can throw the football as accurately as Brees, so – it sort of sets you up for the preseason into regular season. And this is normally the game that you see the most amount of starters and also what you want to call backup guys that are going to play during the regular season. Because the first two games, it was a lot of guys that just trying to make the roster.
All right, Mike Dettillier, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And someone wants to get your opinion on the Little League team that's playing from Louisiana. Mike Dettillier is our guest. I'm Todd Manessa, 620. We'll take a look at traffic and be right back for more on WWL. 624, welcome back. Todd Manessa's in for Tommy Tucker is on vacation. He'll return with you on Monday. Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL and college football analyst, is with us. And we're talking about the Saints and the Jets tomorrow. Mike, we talked about Drew playing. Is this going to be one of these series where he scores and he gets out? So say if he gets in and the first pass he throws is to Michael Thomas and he runs all the way down the field and scores, he's gone?
No, I think that they would want him to have a few more plays than that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, that would happen. Then, you know, you see him a second series. But I suspect you'll see him take snaps for more than one play if it occurred that way. It's just normally what you see in the third preseason game,
right,
that you know, that guy gets in a few reps because he knows he's not going to play in the fourth one.
Why does Tom Brady not play in the preseason anymore?
Practice is for the unskilled.
Well, isn't Drew skilled?
Yeah, I get it, but they both kind of wired a little bit differently, you know. And so Drew, man, he's itching to play. I mean, he's one of those guys that loves the practice part of it, and he feels he needs that part of it to get his timing down with his receivers. And you have some new elements here that I think he would like to see in a game-type situation, like a Jared Cook at tight end, Latavius Murray coming out of the backfield. So he wants to do that. No, I can't say it's a real game, but it's about as close as you're going to get to it when you play in the preseason. So I think he likes that part of it.
I got a call here from Longshoreman's got a question for you, Mike, about the Saints. Longshoreman, go ahead.
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. How you doing, Mike? How you doing this morning? Good morning,
good, brother.
To you.
How you been? I'm fine, thank you.
Pretty good, man. We're ready to go start another hot, sweaty day on the waterfront, but that's life.
I hear you.
Hey, my question is, well, my comment that, I want to see Drew Brees and those number ones, especially with Jared Cook, some of the new receivers. You want to see that rhythm, man. I want to see them go out there and put a sustained drive together. I'd rather see a long, sustained drive and a touchdown than one pass for a touchdown. And also,
yeah, me too.
My question for you is, will we see Taysom Hill? I'd love to see Taysom Hill with some of the number ones. I want to be a Teddy Bridgewater fan, but I'm not yet. I want to be a fan of his, but I am a Taysom Hill fan. And I'd love to see him with the number ones. Like, just what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the intrigue afterwards. Do you give Taysom his opportunity with the ones, or I would say one and a halves? Mm-hmm. You know, you might have a couple guys in there that's going to be part of the Saints 53-man roster and see what he does with the football, because he's coming off the best football game he's ever played in the pros. Against the Chargers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that they'll give him that opportunity. And with Taysom, it's just to see, can this continue with him? Okay, because we've even seen it at practice. He'll have a couple of good practices, and then he's high. Because when he misses normally, he's high with the throw. And that has a lot to do with his footwork and his balance, throwing the ball on balance. So I do think you get that opportunity. And, man, you know what? Mental momentum does a lot for you. And
right.
I think for Taysom, he's at that spot now where he's feeling it a little bit. But, again, this is practice.
Yeah, you know. And
This is practice, and it is preseason.
The question,
so
with,
be careful with all of that.
Yeah, the question with that, though, Mike, and I know everyone wants to see what he can do with the ones and how well he's going to be based on what he did last week, but Coach also wants to see Teddy with the ones and get more reps with him, because I believe – Coach thinks that Teddy's his number two. He's pretty solid on that.
He don't think it. He knows it.
Yeah.
I mean, at this stage, I mean, he's got that in his head that, you know, if something happens to Drew, Teddy's going to be the guy. And so Taysom's got to do the knockout to convince him that, hey, listen, I'm in that situation, because you know there's a defined position for Taysom already on this football team. He's going to actually play, if he's healthy, in all 16 games,
right,
some way or another, on special teams, a slot receiver, doing the RPO plays, whatever. Teddy's not.
And then that throws another monkey wrench into it. If you've got all these plays designed for Taysom Hill, if you do put him as your number two, if he does make it the cut and he's number two, do you risk your number two quarterback doing all these things just in case your number one gets hurt?
You can't play scared.
I know you can't play scared, but in a coach's mind, he's got to think that way, you know? Do you still want that guy down there? Because right now you don't put Teddy doing that.
Because here's the deal. You know that both those guys are going to play in the fourth preseason game. And so, you know, you're going to see what kind of happens is and how the flow of this game goes. Because you have designated plays for Taysom in the regular season that you're going to do. Why would I show that now?
Exactly. You know?
So I want to put him in a spot where, you know, he's taking that snap from under center or in the shotgun and letting him throw the ball, try to get a little bit more timing down, because he has improved as a passer. Now, I don't think he's going to be a starting quarterback in this league, but he has gotten better as a passer throwing the football from the pocket, because in the past he'd been a bit of a bolter.
Right.
As soon as pressure hits, man, I'm taking off, I'm going with it. But, you know, you look at it, we saw last night Cam Newton goes down with a sprained ankle. Well, initially it was diagnosed as a sprained ankle.
Right.
It can happen. You know, injuries is part of the game, and you got to live with it.
All right. Mike Dottiglia, WWL NFL and college football analyst, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to hearing you tomorrow night with the guys on the Saints coverage.
We'll do it. Thank you, Todd.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.